Well, I've enjoyed myself tonight. Help the Lord, felt His divine presence. I love it when it bubbles up inside the soul, don't you? Heaven's touch. My, 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 my. Nothing any sweeter, nothing any better in this whole wide world than to feel that upper draw. Feel the living waters flowing on the inside. Precious God, if you got your Bibles with you tonight, would you turn with me into John's chapter 17, St. John's Gospel chapter 17, and go to verse 1. I want to talk to us tonight just for a few moments, and I titled this, Lord, Help Me Finish. How many can say, Lord, help me finish?
Yes.
I want to finish, dear Jesus, what you gave me and what you called me to do. I want to finish the work. The other morning, I don't know, probably about 3 weeks ago, I woke up, Brother Gary, with one word going over and over in my mind. It was stirring down deep in my heart. One little six-letter word, Brother Ron, and it's finish. F-I-N-I-S-H, finish. What are you trying to tell me, sweet Holy Ghost? I ran in the other room in my study and got the concordance, got my Bible. I said, oh, Jesus, what is your message to us in this late hour? John's Gospel, chapter 17 and verse 1. This took place right before Jesus went to the cross. Just hours before, he'd already spent 3.5 years of ministry. He walked many, many miles. He visited towns and villages, preaching and teaching, reaching to the lost, praying for the sick, encouraging the downhearted, ministering to the poor and the hurting, testifying to precious souls about his Father in his heavenly kingdom. Listen to what he told his Father in this late hour. In verse 1, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son also, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Look at verse 4. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Hallelujah. My message to you tonight is, let's finish. Let's finish the work God gave us to do. What He's put in our heart, let's complete it all the way to the end.
Yes.
What Jesus was saying, listen, Father, I glorified you every chance that I got. Every chance that I had, I glorified you. I testified to everyone that I could. I lifted you up and bragged on you. I kept going and kept on a ministry when the times were hard, and it was not in vain. I knew your call in my heart, Father. I knew when you called me and when you sent me, it was all about others. In a world of hurts, in a world of pain and lost souls everywhere, I delighted to come, Heavenly Father, and to bring the gospel unto precious lost souls and tell them there's somebody that loves them.
Amen.
It's all about others. We got to finish.
Come on.
Stay with me just a few moments. I had a purpose, Jesus said. I kept going when I didn't feel like it. I got tired and I got weary, Father, but I had to finish the work that you gave me to do.
Yes.
I had to complete it. The Greek word for finish means to follow through and to make complete. to accomplish and bring to the end, all the way to the end, to carry through and fulfill the task all the way to the end. 3.5 years Jesus shook the world. 3.5 years he prayed to the Father and he ministered to the lost and to the sick and the hurting. He reached and touched. He put lives together. He didn't give up. He got tired and weary, just like you and I do. Did he find afflictions? I believe that he did. He was tempted at all points, like as we are. But yet, he was perfect and sinless and pure. And we have a high priest that has passed into the heavens. Jesus, the high priest, sitting on the right hand of God. And he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Everything that you ever feel, and every battle that you face, and every trial, Jesus has already been down that road. He's already been through that valley. And he knows when you hurt. And he knows when you're afflicted. He knows when you're tried. He was persecuted, and yet perfect. He was full of pain, but he kept on going. He said, Father, I've got to complete the work. I got to go all the way.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine he searched heaven over, the Father did? Searched the whole heaven over. Not one was worthy to come. Then Jesus stepped up from the throne and said, here I'll go. I'll go, my Father. It's in my heart. Hallelujah, to do thy will. I will go and I'll be the lamb slain on Calvary. I'll give my life and my blood. I will not stop. Amen. Until I hang on the cross. That ain't going to be the end either. He shed every drop of blood. It flowed from the hands of Emmanuel. It flowed from the crown of thorns on his head. It flowed from his feet, the nails, the spiked nails through his feet. It poured forth from that Roman centurion spear in his side. Forthwith came there out blood and water. We sung about the blood tonight. Ain't you glad Jesus went all the way? Yeah, praise the Lord. I'm here tonight because I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. I'm cleansed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He shed it all. He shed every drop of blood. He went the last mile to obey.
Amen.
Lord, come on.
They put up on his back a heavy cross. A splintering cross. Other souls, other men had died on that cross. Jesus said, you don't take my life from me. He said, I lay it down. He said, I have the power to lay it down and the power to raise it back up.
Yeah.
Glory, they didn't have to hog tie him and push him down on that cross.
Yep.
He said, I'm going all the way for Gary West.
Yeah.
I'm going all the way for Sister Jenny. Praise the Lord, Sister Lenny, all the way for you.
Yeah.
Every step of the way, he fell beneath the weight of that cross.
Come on.
Yeah. Hallelujah, he already went to the whipping post.
Yeah.
They scourged him with a cat of nine tails.
Yeah.
And at the end of that whip, they tied pieces of bone and pieces of shards of broken pottery, tied it on the very end, and wrapped his arms around the whipping post like that. He could not get away. He said, I've come for such an hour as this because people are dying and going to hell. He could have called 12 legions of angels, 72,000 angels. He could have called them and they would have come down and rescued him. He said, go ahead and beat my back, bleeding bloody. Hallelujah. Each cruel time that they put their whip on his back, it looked like his back was strips of the bacon. You can seriously see the bones in his ribs sticking out. Jesus said, I ain't quitting at the whipping post. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He took the lashing, he took the beating. He said, I ain't going to quit now. Hallelujah. I've got to redeem lost souls.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Carrying that cross.
Come on.
As he ascended the hill, he fell beneath it. And they compelled a man, what was from Cyrene? Simon from Cyrene, to help him bear the load. And he carried that cross, helped him to the top of Golgotha's hill, the place of the skull. Stretched out his hand. I'm going all the way. I'm going to finish the work.
Oh God.
I'm going to finish the work. None of us have ever been called to do something that was too hard for us to do.
Come on.
Come on. If God gives you a call, God gives you a work to do, it'll never be beyond your ability.
Right.
It never will. God will never give you something that's too hard. What he won't give you the tools and the ability and the anointing to do it.
Right,
praise be to the Lord. We've never been down that road. Jesus walked.
Right.
Come on. He got laid down on his own, stretched out his hands, go ahead and drive the nails in me. Can you imagine the thump as them Roman soldiers put that spiked nail and drilled it through his hands, crossed his feet on the bottom part of that cross, drove the spikes through his feet into the wood. My Lord, I don't know, the Bible said, it didn't say that he screamed out in pain. I can't imagine anybody taking the nails through their hands and their feet like that without a cry. The blood squirted and it flowed from the veins of Emmanuel. They got in underneath that cross and lifted it up. And when it fell down into that hole, it jolted in his body. It tore the flesh from his hands and from his feet. And there he hung, God's gift of love for mankind. He went all the way for me. He did it all for me. He suffered that I could live. He died that I could live. Raise your little hand. He finished the work. I said he finished what God called him to do.
Be it.
Praise the Lord.
6 hours of agony and pain on that cross. Pitch darkness came over the land. The whole mountain shook and the rocks were rent. Jesus, he cried with a loud voice. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I thirst. In that extreme torture, his tongue, Psalm says in 22, his tongue became so dry that it stuck to the roof of his mouth. And he said, I thirst. Oh God, hallelujah. Jesus finished the work. Come on.
Right.
He hung his head right before he did. He said, it is finished. It is finished. The work is complete. There ain't a sinner anywhere that have to walk out lost.
Right.
Come on, I believe there's healing, Brother Gary, in the atoning blood of the Lamb. Praise God, I walked up on his porch, brought him some tomatoes that he really likes. Got to talking to Brother Gary, and he said, let me show you my help. Oh, I've never seen such a mess in my whole life. I've never seen anything like that. Blood red, looked like it was ready to burst. I told Mary, I said, God don't touch him. I said, he's in trouble. I don't know if he's going to go to the hospital or not. I said, but right before I left, I said, Brother Carey, let's anoint you and let's pray for that arm. I'm telling you, there's healing in the atoning blood. I said, not only salvation in the atoning blood, but there is healing. Show him, Brother Carey. Hallelujah. What used to be, it is now normal. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad Jesus paid the price.
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes.
He still heals.
Yes.
I said he still delivers.
Yes.
The price has been paid.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He busted it.
Yes.
He busted it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I have finished. Jesus didn't give up, and neither should you.
Right.
Well, glory. Did he ever get discouraged? Oh, yes. He was tempted like we are. He came to his own, and his own received him not. As he was teaching many times and reaching to minister to the hurting, multitudes walked away. Jesus turned to his chosen. He said, will you also walk away? Peter spoke up. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We're staying with you, and we're going with you. Can you praise him tonight? I want to finish. That's my heart's message tonight. I want to finish what God gave me to do. My life ain't over yet. Brother Gary, you and I, God ain't done with this yet. I could be in hell, Sister Betsy, but the Lord had a word for me to do, a testimony to give, and a light to shine. God ain't done yet. I said the Lord's going to do a work. Hallelujah. Sheila, you've been at this door, and the jaws of death was upon you. But look tonight, the Holy Ghost is speaking through you. I want to finish. I said, I want to finish. Praise the Lord forever.
Hallelujah.
God ain't done yet, Brother Troy.
Amen.
I got some more light to shine. I got another testimony to give. I got another prayer to pray. I tell you, God's real
tonight.
Lord, Jesus, you kept right on the ministry.
Yes.
We can't judge our success on the multitude.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
A chosen few right here in these within these four walls.
Yes.
My Lord, you don't really realize what you got until you go out and visit a lot of places.
That's right. Come on.
The anointing is here.
Yeah.
Freedom and the Spirit of God is here.
Yeah, come on.
The power of God moves here. I said the Holy Ghost touches when people are anointed right here. How many's been touched when you come right here and been anointed? Well, praise the Lord with the oil. Hallelujah. And God moved for you. And God touched you. The Holy Ghost is here because Jesus finished the word.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can't judge our success on a multitude, but we can on our select few. There'll be those that we can touch. There'll be those that we can help, and those that we can encourage. Can I tell the Ashland Church here tonight, keep singing? Keep right on a preaching.
Yeah.
Keep right on a praying. Keep right on a testifying. Woo. Keep anointing people. Keep right on working, letting your light shine. What did you tell your heavenly Father, Jesus? Father, I have glorified thee. Past tense. I gave it all that I had. I put everything I had in it. I gave my whole heart to the ministry. That's my cry tonight. I want to go all the way. I said I want to fulfill the ministry God's put in my heart.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I gotta finish it.
Come on.
I said I gotta finish it. We're living right on the brink of eternity, Brother Teddy. And the Lord is a coming soon. Time is a running out. Any day, any hour, we're gonna hear the trumpet blast. And the Lord's gonna descend from heaven with a shout. And it'll be a victorious shout. And with the trump of God, and he'll say, come up hither. Hallelujah. My bride, come away, Hallelujah. I want to be found faithful, and I want to be found worthy. Hallelujah. Working for God.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Got to keep going. I said I got to keep going.
Yes.
I have glorified thee on the earth. Past tense. I gave it my best. I put my whole heart in it, Father. I kept right on a shine of the light. I didn't let the world and its darkness put it out. Dear Father, I labored. I toiled, and it was not in vain. I rescued a few with glory in my short time down here. I never lost the vision. Your love burned in my heart to reach out and help others. I have no regrets. I brought salvation. I kept right on going and giving hope. I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If I should go before you all, and they push a casket up somewhere, and that's old body laying in it, I'd like everybody to remember me. He gave it everything he had. He preached, he sung, he testified. Whew, he kept the victory.
Right.
Come on, I've been on this way 47 and a half years. I'm still working. I said, I'm still working. It's just a release of my time ain't yet. God's got me here for a purpose. The Lord ain't done with you yet. Raise your little hand and praise him. I don't care how the devil howls. I don't care how he tempts you. I don't care how he lies to you. Oh, Lord. God's got you here for a purpose. You're right here for a purpose. God's call is upon you. You got to be a light. You say, I can't preach. I can't play music. I can't sing and I don't sing. Oh, you still got a light. And a testimony. Raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. You've got to work it too.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to work.
Come on.
Finish it, children. Finish it.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Come on.
I'll say it again. It'll be worth it all in the end. You may be small. You may be little. You may feel insignificant. You might not feel up in the echelon with the others. Don't let the enemy fight you on what you ain't got or tell you what you can't do. Can I tell us here tonight, little as much when God is in it? I've made up my mind that I'm going to keep right on going. I'm going to keep on using my little bit that God gave me. Lord, I will remain faithful. I'll continue on. I'll stay in the race and I'll keep fighting. I'll keep testifying.
Yes.
Glory to God.
My work ain't done. Your work ain't done. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm going to finish.
Yes.
Precious Lord, I wrote all this today. So, how many here tonight wants to finish out your life glorifying God? Wow. It's not in the great big things. It's being faithful in little.
My.
Can I tell you to keep right on coming? Keep right on worshiping God and keep shining your light. Jesus, I'm going to finish my work. What about it, Apostle Paul? Can you tell us your heart? I sure can. One time I was lost without God. I was on the road to Damascus with hate in my heart. My heart wasn't right. I was a walking in spiritual darkness. But let me tell you about Jesus.
Yes.
He appeared to me and he lit up my whole path. He lit up the road that I was on.
I
saw his glory. I felt his love. I fell to the ground and I cried out, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Have you ever asked God since you've been saved, Lord, what would you have me to do?
Yes.
After all that you've done for me,
yeah,
and what you've blessed me with and given to me, what do you want me to do?
Yes.
And Have I got something, God, that I can give you in return? Have I got a praise? Have I got a testimony and worship to give you? After all that you've done, what can I do for you? Have you prayed before you come to the service and say, Lord, I'll sing if you want me to sing. I'll get up and I'll testify and brag on you, Jesus. I'm not ashamed. What do you want me to do tonight? You want me to march around the church? You want me to clap my hands? You want me to shout? I'll do it for you.
Glory to God.
Hey, Lord. Glory. Can I tell you, Jesus forgave me. He took my sins all away. The Lord called me that day, and I'll never get over the call. Brother Ron, Brother Ronnie, I'll never get over the call. I know what I felt. I know how He touched me. With glory, I'll never, the longest day of my life, forget the vision on that road. I found a treasure on that old road. Hallelujah. And for many years I've ministered. I've been whipped and I've been flogged. I've been beaten and laughed at and scorned. I've been in shipwrecks. I've been thrown in prison. But the fire never went out. I said the Holy Ghost kept a burning in my heart. And the call of God was still there. It motivated me. When God filled me with the Holy Ghost, I tell you, it kept me a-going. And you praise Him tonight. I got something to keep in me a-going. It's a burning in my heart. I'm a-going all the way. Brother Daddy, I'm going to finish the work that He gave me to do.
Yes.
The Lord told me to go. Go, Paul. Go. Go and do.
Come on.
Open your mouth wide and I'll feel it. Stretch your hand out and touch others. I'll heal. Go pray for the sick, Paul. If you do your part, I'll do mine. Man, I felt the Lord right there.
Yeah.
Come on. Lord, have mercy. Sister Maria, if we do our part, God will do His.
Right.
How many has ever witnessed this, dear sister? Get up. The burden of the Lord, the tears are flowing. Comes up and gets the anointing oil. Goes back to somebody hurting. Somebody's a hurting. Somebody's carrying a load. Somebody's got a heavy burden. Have you been there, Sister Linda Kim, to have a hand to slap upon you and anoint you? Praise the Lord, when you felt like you went the last mile of the way. I don't know what to do, God. I'm under such a load. I'm telling you, I'm fighting. There's an affliction and I'm fighting. And the devil's a woman with me. And I've got trouble. But yet, hallelujah, I've got to finish the work. And somebody begins to pray for you and say, I felt the Lord and to tell me to lay a hand on you and to pray. Raise your hand and praise Him, church. Woo! I'll tell you, if we'll do our part, Brother Ronnie, He'll do His. Woo! I said, if we step out, God will honor it.
Yes,
Lord,
keep
it. All go testify the grace I've given you. Go tell it. Paul was a man on a journey. Are you all on a spiritual journey here tonight?
Yes, we are.
If you are, you ain't finished yet. God is not done with you. Listen close. Paul made 4 missionary journeys. They tallied it up, the miles a man traveled on foot. 10,000 miles on foot, carrying the gospel far and near, not including the ships that he rode on to get to the other coast of the other countries.
Yeah.
What was it kept him going? I'll never get past the call. I'll never get past that touch that I felt on the Damascus Road. I cannot get past the glory that I saw and felt. Oh, what He did for me. King Agrippa, I've not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. I stand here in these bonds, shackled with his feet and with his arms shackled in chains. He said, Agrippa, he said, this thing was not done in a corner.
Right.
Ooh, hallelujah. I was never disobedient to that heavenly vision. And something else, I stand here bound in my body, but the word of God is not bound. I feel him here tonight. Raise your little hand and praise him. Glory to God. We might have our troubles and we might have our problems, but the word of God is not bound. Hallelujah. How many knows the Lord will work with us, confirming the word as we step out and obey the Lord?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, history says Paul preached and testified for almost 30 years. What? I didn't know that. Look your history up. 30 years. How many years you pastored?
30-some years.
Still here. God ain't done yet. Still got a church here in Ashland. Can you praise him here tonight? Ain't you glad you got a place to come? Ain't you glad you got a refuge? Ain't you glad you can come and worship the Lord and feel something tonight? We're glory. This blessed man is now nearing the end. It's just about time for him to go home. In Acts 20, listen close. Paul sent a message to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. There's something heavy in my heart that I want to tell you all. You all must come. I'm getting ready to leave here. They made a 4-day, 63-mile journey to reach Paul to hear what the blessed man had to say. He opened his mouth with a burdened heart. He said, you all know what manner I've been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with many tears and temptations. I've been persecuted and I've been tried. I brought you all Jesus. And I brought salvation, glory to God. I never held back from you. I labored and I gave you the truth. Now I'm headed to Jerusalem. I'm nearing the end of my road and the end of my race. It's almost over. It's almost complete. The Holy Ghost has already told me that bonds and afflictions are waiting on me at Jerusalem. Acts 20 and 24. But none of these things move me. I'm too far along now. Too many labors are through. Neither count I my life dear unto me, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry that Jesus gave me. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to finish with joy. I want to finish with victory. I want to go out of here. Hallelujah. I praise him, God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. Man, I've already put too much in it.
Yes.
Come on now. I've preached and I have taught thousands of lessons.
Yeah.
Since 1978, I've taught God's word. I've sung. I've testified. And I tell you, oh, praise the Lord. Sister Lynn, I'm nearer home than I was yesterday.
Yes.
Glory to God. Can you love him tonight?
Yes.
It ain't all been in vain. It's not in vain. Hallelujah. Paul is now in a Roman prison awaiting his execution. He writes a final letter to Timothy, his son in the faith. I'm now ready to be offered. Give my life a sacrifice, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought. He could have stopped right there. I fought. I gave it everything I did, I had. I fought a good fight. I didn't fight a bad one. Nobody. I made the list count. When I swung at the devil, I swung with everything I had. You ain't keeping me down. You ain't getting me down. I will not allow you to get me discouraged. You knock me down, I'll get right back up. They stoned that blessed man and left him for dead. The Holy Ghost, the call of God, rose him right back up to his feet. And when he went right on a preaching, come on, we must finish.
Yes.
Amen.
He said, the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I mean, he's got a course here tonight.
Amen.
I don't care how little you are, you got a course.
Yes.
I have kept the faith, and there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Yes.
Yes.
In closing, keep going. Keep giving out. Keep working. Keep working. Don't let anybody or anything discourage you, dismay you. Don't get out of the race now.
Right.
We're just about home.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Keep going.
Yes.
Keep singing. You guys keep preaching. Keep singing, Brother Danny. Keep testifying. Give it everything you got right now. While you've got the life in you, and while you've got strength in your body, give it everything you got.
Yes.
Come on. Heaven's going to be worth it all when we get there. Come on. There's rewards going to be passed out.
Yes.
I'll say this as she comes to the piano. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed toward his name. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that's sisters too, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thank God. Would you stand tonight? Thank God there's coming a reward. Payday is coming when we get to the other side. Our time, Brother Ron, I believe, is running out fast. Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Can I tell us, tell you, and tell me, listen close, our family and our friends and our church is depending upon each and every one of us.
Amen.
Let's ask Jesus tonight, Lord, help me in the little things to be faithful in what you showed me and in what you gave me. I must fulfill my little ministry and do what you put in my heart to do. I was thinking of Sister Bessie as I was writing this today. Brother Bill, Sister Linda Gale, Brother Charles, I miss you here tonight. Had that not that mother right there found the Lord and prayed and stayed in church, giving her testimony, this is what Jesus did for me. He saved me. He saved me. He didn't let me die. He saved me. And you've held a songbook in your hand many, 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 many times, and you've sung. You've testified the Holy Ghost has come on you. Can I tell you, Brother Bill, you're blessed beyond measure. Linda Gale, you're blessed beyond measure. Because somebody is still working for God. Can you raise your little hand and praise Him? No time to quit now. Come on, no time to draw back now, draw slack now. Come on, church, let's pray tonight. Let's say, God, help me to stay on fire. Lord, help me to give it everything I've got in the last remaining days that I have. Let me hold it and be faithful, Lord. Keep it preaching, singing, testifying, and let my light shine. I've got to finish, Brother Troy, what God has put in my heart. Hallelujah. Let's ask God to strengthen us. Keep on fighting, keep on running. It's not in vain.
Keep on.